there are certain pieces of information that tell a lot about a person. Such things as addresses, bank account numbers, social security numbers. An even more telling piece of information is who you name as your leader. Who you follow and what directs your life is the single most important thing about you. Because the ultimate issue in the universe is leadership. Who is your leader? Some might name a political figure. Others might name some sort of celebrity. Others might even name themselves. Who is your leader? Followers of these different leaders behave differently, sometimes radically so. This morning, as we come to join in the acknowledging of God's call on Brian Unger's life and his ministry, there are aspects to the call on his life and yours that are vitally important. Are you a follower of Jesus Christ? There is a conduct becoming the call. 1 Timothy chapter 4 is where we're going to read. We're going to start in verse 6. In pointing out these things to the brethren, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, constantly nourished on the words of Jesus, constantly nourished on the words of the faith and of the sound doctrine which you have been following. But have nothing to do with worldly fables fit only for old women. On the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. For bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things, since it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. It is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance. For it is for this we labor and strive, because we have fixed our hope on the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of believers. Prescribe and teach these things. Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity. Show yourself an example of those who believe. Until I come, give attention to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation and teaching. Do not neglect the spiritual gift within you, which was bestowed on you through a prophetic utterance with the laying on of hands by the presbytery. Take pains with these things. Be absorbed in them so that your progress will be evident to all. Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in these things, for as you do, this you will ensure salvation both for yourself and for those who hear you. What kind of conduct are you living out? Who is your leader? Conduct becoming the call involves growing spiritually. Growing spiritually. Being must always outstrip doing. There are a lot of things to get involved in, but being who you are in Christ must always go before the doing. Timothy needed to expose the errors he was facing. And to be able to do that, he needed to be a student of God's Word. You need to be a student of God's Word. We are to develop godliness. We're not to just kind of float through life. We're to live our lives with a very intent purpose, and that is to become like Christ. So we are to develop godliness. Acts chapter 6 describes deacons as full of the Spirit and full of wisdom. So we are to grow in spiritual wisdom. We are to learn. We are to learn. I don't know about you, but the times that I've really wanted to learn something, it didn't just happen. I had to be very purposeful about it. And the same is true in growing in Christ. We are to be constantly nourished on the words of the faith and sound doctrine. And I thought that what Paul was saying to Timothy there is interesting. We are to grow on the words of the faith. That's God's Word. That's God's word as you read it. That's God's word as you think about it. Then he said, and on sound doctrine. On the one hand, the growing in, on God's word is very, very pinpointed. It's very focused. We're to see what God's word says. But when it comes to sound doctrine, that may be a bigger auditorium where there are more than one voice, and I'm, what I'm referring, making mention of is in more than one place that, that God's word says something about a certain topic. So he, Paul is saying to Timothy and to us that we are to grow in words of faith. We are to know what God's word says. But then we need to think about it in a bigger area, that we need to understand what God's word is saying about different, in different places about the same subject. And so we are to grow that way. So we are to grow spiritually on what God is teaching us and will teach us through his word. We are to avoid falsehood, whether that be legalism that he, that Paul mentions in the first five verses of the chapter, or the fables and myths. Let me just tell you, I don't know if I made this clear to you last week or the week before, but if somebody tries to say, because of everything happening, God is returning on X date, they're wrong. Because Jesus himself didn't know. We're to live our lives as if he's coming this afternoon. And we're to develop a sense of urgency as if he's coming this afternoon. And so Paul is saying, just grow spiritually. Grow spiritually. And in that growth, we learn discernment. And discernment's one of those things that if you really are trying to get it, you never will. It just happens. Because if I'm a student of God's word and somebody's teaching something or saying something that I know does not agree with Scripture, I'll know it. And so we're to grow in discernment. But then here's this word that I don't like, that spiritual growth requires discipline. Yeah, I had to whisper it. It requires discipline. It requires discipline. How many of you are disciplined? Yeah, that's what I thought. Who's not? It requires discipline. Develop godly habits. Make the target of your life Jesus Christ. Fix your hope on the living God, who is the Savior of all people. Spiritual growth does not just happen. It takes that word again, discipline. It takes hard work to see it come about. Remember, the Christian life is a sailboat. It's not a powerboat, it's not a rowboat, it's a sailboat. There are some things that are required of you, but you're just waiting for the Holy Spirit to come along and push your life along. Whatever the cost, spiritual growth, godliness is worth it, whatever the cost. And Paul said, both for this life and for the life to come. When I worked in the greenhouse, every fall we would pot up 35,000 mums. It was just a sea of mums. In the greenhouse, down every row, and we had movable benches, and down every row there were two faucets, two hose bibs, two spigots, whatever the correct term is. One of them had plain water, one of them had fertilizer flowing through it. And back in the back, there we had a 55-gallon drum, and I was to see about making sure that the fertilizer was flowing out. And I don't know if one of the people that did the watering or if it was my mistake, but what we realized was is that you could tell the mums that weren't being fertilized every time and those who were. You could tell it by looking at them. Well, the same is true in our lives. It takes spiritual spiritual nurture every day. So my question is, are you in God's Word every day? That's the whole point of the listening report. Are you listening? You say, man, some of that Old Testament stuff is so... Reading this morning about the Urim and the Thummim. You know what the Urim and the Thummim are? Yeah, I don't either. In fact, scholars aren't really sure what they look like. But in Leviticus, the Lord says to Moses, have the priest put the Urim and the Thummim in the breastplate. It was something to see what God's will was about something, and it occurred to me, there, most of our life, what God's will for it is right here. Right here. We need to be in God's Word every day. Because if you're not, you are drifting. You are drifting away. So are you growing each day? What are you doing to grow? Oh, I tell you, it's easier when there's no kids around. Brian, you're going to have to be very purposeful. Every one of you young fathers, every one of you young mothers that have kids under the age of 20 have to be very purposeful. You say, well, I'm glad you thought that was funny, but it wasn't really, I didn't really mean for it to be. Because the truth of it is kids require time. But they need to come in the order of priority. Because if we let our kids, if we even let our marriages take the place of the Lord, then we've got it all backwards. And so be very purposeful about feeding yourself every day. And it's not so much a matter of where you are, but of which way you are headed, how far you have come, and how much you are growing. Spiritual growth is not about attendance. It's not about longevity or position or any of that kind of stuff. It is about spiritual nourishment that allows you to become like Christ. If you will grow in Christ, you will think like, act like, and become like Christ. And that's the person that you've always wanted to be. Only Jesus completes a person. So listen to yourself talk about your spiritual life. If you use words like mature or solid or whatever word to describe yourself in your spiritual life, my guess is you're not. Because it is all about becoming like Christ. So is your conduct becoming of your call? Conduct becoming the call involves maintaining your reputation as a believer. Don't give anyone ammunition. In Acts chapter 6, the church was to select men of good reputation to serve the church. Timothy was to maintain his reputation as a follower of Christ, as an example for others. He was to pay attention to his speech. He was to pay attention to his conduct. He was to pay attention to his attitudes. That, again, is where the think like, act like, become like Christ comes in. Liberty in Christ does not give license. Timothy was to proclaim God's word. He was to lead in worship. And he was to make the most of the gifting that he had received. And every follower of Christ, every true believer in Christ has that spiritual gift. And they are to utilize and maximize that spiritual gift. And he was to take pains, be absorbed with spiritual growth. He was to never think he had arrived. I saw something the other day, and it said that the most unpopular name in America right now is Harvey. Between the storm and the producer, I can see why. The storm was horrific. the man's reputation is now worse. What's your reputation like? What kind of reputation do you have? Listen, each one of us has something that could be used against us. Just don't give them ammunition. The charge of a hypocrite, the church being full of hypocrites, is too often true. We are to live our lifestyle in such a way that it pleases and honors God, because anything can wreck everything we say. And grace is always a factor when you slip. But the problem may become that we believe in cheap grace. That what I do, and God will surely forgive me. If we go into sin thinking that God has to forgive us, we may be wrong. So what is your attitude towards spiritual growth? Do you think that you have arrived? Is your conduct becoming your call? For each of us, it is put up or shut up time. So who do you follow? What directs your life? It is the single most important thing about you. Are you growing spiritually every day? Are you intentional about that spiritual growth, or is it that hit and miss? Think for a moment, what might your reputation be like? How much ammunition are you giving lost people against Christ based on your life? Is your conduct becoming your call? Let's pray together. Father, we have gathered this day to worship. We have gathered as your people. And Lord, we have opened your word and we have worshiped because you have spoken into our hearts. And now, Lord, it is time for us to respond. Father, I pray that you would give us a hunger for your word as a church. That you would give us a hunger like unlike anything we've seen before. And Father, that has to be in every individual's heart. I can't hunger for your word for them. I have to first hunger after your word for myself. And Lord, that is true for every one of us. Lord, then we need to think about the way we're living our life. Are we giving the world ammunition against you? They call themselves Christians, but that's what they do. Lord, search our hearts. Try us. Show if there be any wicked way within us. May we respond. Give us the grace to respond. We pray in your name. Amen. Before we stand and before we respond, we are responding already. You have the opportunity to develop a real purposeful hunger for growing in Christ. Will you grow in His Word? Then you need to think about your reputation. Listen, you don't need to confess anything to me, but there may be something that you need to confess to the Lord. Agreeing with Him that your behavior, your thinking, is not pleasing to Him. Then step back and say, Lord, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to grow to become like Christ. Those are the decisions.